I should say at the outset here, and I mentioned it before when I was talking to the Lord Mayor about this, I don't have a problem with taxi drivers. In fact, I'm a bit like Will Rogers, I suppose. I've never met a cabbie I didn't like. Taxi drivers are always regarded by journalists as good sources of news, so we tend to try to get on. However, just like with journalists, there are always some bad apples in the barrel. I'm sure many cabbies would like to see them out of their industry, because just like bad journalists, they can give everyone a bad name. On Friday, when Jane Marwick and Carolee Katsimbarnas were in the studio, we discussed an email from a listener who'd had a bad experience with a taxi driver in East Perth. Now, this public servant just wanted to get a quick ride across the city rather than walk for 20 minutes in the heat with an armful of documents, and was met with a blunt refusal. Here's a bit of our discussion on Friday if you missed it. This was an email that came to us from a government worker. She doesn't want to be named for obvious reasons. I wanted to get your views. How would you have handled this? She says this: I work in the city for a government department, and I approached a taxi at a rank to take me from one side of East Perth to another, a 20-minute walk or an $11 fare, one I take regularly as I carry documents to and fro. The taxi driver was playing on his phone and pointed out to me that it was not far away, but as he could see, and I pointed out to him, I had my hands full and it was also rather warm. The park close by, someone was recently attacked in Wellington Street. The taxi driver refused to take me. I was dressed in work attire. I wasn't eating or drinking, merely asking to be taken to my office. I've submitted a complaint to Swan Taxis. I thought this may be worth a mention, but if it's not, that's okay. How would you have handled that?
As the actual woman, I would have been furious. I probably would have just...
Pock yourself in the back seat?
Yeah, I would have. I would have actually got in the car and said, well, look, you'll take me. But then I guess you're always running the risk of how's the fellow going to drive. But yeah, that's appalling. Nice. I hope that Swan Taxis do deal with the incident appropriately.
How would you deal with it, Jane?
Yes, I would have reported the driver to Swan Taxis, and I would have sent Paul Murray an email to read it out on the air for us to discuss, to put pressure on Swan Taxis to do something about this recalcitrant driver.
What would
have
happened if you'd just opened the back door, sat yourself down and said... Right.
You would have. He would have either been really abusive.
That's right.
These are the two things I think would have happened. He would have either been very abusive or driven you erratically or
that's
with
it.
Anger, and you would have felt frightened. So
don't go there.
You can't win.
So Jane and Carolee, last Friday, lo and behold, in the West Australian Today, another well-known female media personality, former FM broadcaster Lisa Fernandez, ran into very similar circumstances in the city around 7 p.m. on Saturday. And now Swan Taxis are really on the back foot. Lisa joins me now. G'day there.
Hi, Paul. Thank you. I'm a big fan of your work.
So big fan of yours too, mate.
On the show. Big fan. Look, and I was listening to Lisa Scafidi, and thank you for her kind words as well. Because it is, as a woman, sometimes you feel like you don't want to speak up because you might be causing trouble, especially in my situation, because, and I'll be upfront about this, Paul, I'll be very vocal. I think a lot of women don't say anything because they might have had a few drinks and they don't want to, bring that to the fore and make that the issue.
But if you've had a few drinks and you're not unruly or whatever,
correct.
You need to be put in a safe place. You need to
Absolutely.
Be assured of a safe place.
But I am vocal, and I'm really happy to put it out there straight up that I had been at the polo, I had had a few drinks, but I was by no means drunk, I was not disorderly, I was very polite, and I was gobsmacked at what happened.
Well, since the discussion with Lisa Scafidi, I've had 3 emails from women in very similar circumstances, but when you put your story out on Twitter over the weekend, you got a big reaction. It appears there might be a bit of pent-up public frustration over this issue. Is that how you're reading it?
Yeah, absolutely. I wasn't actually surprised about the reaction that I got, because I've heard it before, Paul, and what concerned me and why I really got fired up was because, look, I'm old enough and big enough to take care of myself. But there are young women out there, 18, 19, 20, not quite as vocal as myself and also not as confident to be able to speak up for themselves. And they are not being taken to places like, and I'll say it, Kalamunda, like Les Murdy, because the fare is too far. And that's the feedback I have received on Twitter in the last 48 hours. Someone's just tweeted me, try and get a cab from Northbridge to Kalamunda. Not going to happen. This is all on my Twitter right now. I live less than 5 km from the city and the cab driver won't take me.
So do you reckon he just thought it wasn't worth his while, or do you have other reasons?
He said to me that it wasn't the direction that he wanted to go in. Because when I got in the cab, I said, oh, look, mate, you're going to have to turn right and sort of go back and head to Bayswater. And he said, that is not the direction I would like to go in. You need to get out. And I said, you're kidding. And he goes, no, that's not the direction I want to go in. Get out.
Get out. God. It's the rudeness of the approach gobsmacks me as much as doing that to a woman at that time of the evening.
And I think, you know, I was just shocked. And I was in a queue because people were being picked up in the polo. So I think I was just really embarrassed. And I'm more angry about that, the fact that I was the one that was embarrassed and got out when I hadn't done anything wrong. And again, because I'd been at this social function, I didn't want to get into a fight with this guy because then what, you know, it might be the fact that I was getting a bit mouthy because I'd had a few drinks. So I literally got out of the car and like slunk away, went back across the road to hail another cab. And let me just say that the second cab driver got in the car and said exactly the same thing. Oh, look, I'm going to base what you're going to have to turn around. He said, not a problem. How was your day at the polo?
That's what you want to hear. Have a listen to this. This came from Madge. This was just shortly after the Lord Mayor's discussion. She says, last Saturday night, my daughter rang me to pick her up in the early hours from town because she and a friend could not get a cab. They kept driving past. Penelope had ordered two cabs from Murray Street at 2 a.m.-ish. She called me at 2:30. I drove into the club area of Murray Street on my way into town from Bassendean. The bulk of the vehicles on the road were taxis with their lights off. I travelled down Murray Street, followed a couple of cabs that trawled along. The taxi in front of me refused a couple of guys who'd been clearly refused a ride before. That taxi then took a car full of people who would have been in their late 30s. I picked up my daughter and a friend on our way out, driving slowly. People called out, are you going to Scarborough? Are you going to Burswood? They just couldn't get a cab.
They won't take you that way. I've heard they won't take you to Scarborough. And the other thing too, look, I understand, you know, we need to look after our cab drivers because they're performing a service. And the majority, like you, Paul, I'm in the media, the majority of cab drivers that I have used over the few years that I have been in the media and have to use have been brilliant, okay? But think about it. You're leaving two young girls, 18 or 19 years old, on the side of the road because you won't go to Scarborough. That's dangerous, Paul. At 1 o'clock in the morning, I mean, that's unacceptable, unacceptable. And I think that, you know, obviously it's happening. It's happening.
Yep. Check this one. This comes from Linda, Lisa. Linda says, I too was kicked out of just caught the end of you talking about Lisa Fernandez being kicked out of a taxi on Saturday. Yep. I too was kicked out after waiting at a taxi rank for an hour and a half outside Jamie's Italian just after midnight on Saturday night. A maxi taxi pulled up. When it was our turn, we were travelling to Sampson. We offered to share our cab with a lady who was travelling alone to Bicton, quite a substantial fare. After getting in the taxi and telling him where we were going, the taxi driver told us to get out. When we asked why, he said he wouldn't take less than five people.
Paul, what I want to know is what are cab drivers who don't behave in this way, what do they think about others in their industry refusing fares?
Yeah, they hate copping it for blokes who are doing the wrong thing. I know. They ring up and say, you guys are anti-cabbie. We're not anti-cabbie. That's why I say there are bad journalists and there are bad taxi drivers, yes. And we've got to deal with them all.
And, you know, there needs to be a system in place where they can be reported. Because the other thing, Paul, too, is just say that happens. Who have you got to call?
Yeah.
At that time of night, there's no one to call. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. It's midnight. You don't have any recourse. You are left standing on the road, confused. And as I said, in the case of many young women, they might be alone. There might have been a group of guys walking past that, you know, were a bit rowdy. So you've got a young girl standing there by herself. For me, you know, no young guy's going to really talk to me because I'm old enough to look after myself. But, you know, I mean, just think of a lovely 18-year-old girl who just wants to be in a cab on her way home, and there she is. If I was, you know, parents of young girls, I would be fraught right now. And that's not being melodramatic because I was there and it didn't feel very good at all.
Yep. Good on you, Lisa. Good for making a stand. Well done.
Thanks, Paul.
Good on you, mate.